Empire Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
Sunday morning in 1942, her mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and brown, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and brown.
And as he grew up,
and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. And earlier in the show, at the beginning, you may have heard a small voice in the background. Joining me in the studio tonight is none other than my daughter, Kehlani, who is making some arts and crafts as her dad is live on the air. So you can never not know what to expect on a radio show. So always remind yourself to turn off the mic after giving out the intro and playing the theme song. But welcome to the Filipino American National News this evening. On tonight's show, we will have a smorgasbord of music. We will have some community announcements along with news from the Philippines, along with news from Minot, North Dakota. First, we'd like to extend our congratulations to the Minnesota Boys 3A soccer champions, the Eagan Wildcats, who won a thrilling overtime game 4-3 over Maple Grove. The reason why we bring this to light is the goalkeeper of the Eagan Wildcats is Zach Rojas of Eagan. And Zach was also named to the all-tournament team as part of that team as the goaltender for the Eagan Wildcats. So congratulations to Zach Rojas and the Eagan Wildcats boys soccer team. I believe from what I've been told, this is the first state championship for the boys in Eagan High School. And if you do happen to find some excitement watching some high school sports throughout the year, you'll know that 2 years ago, or actually, yes, 2 years ago, a person that played very big in the football championship for the large schools in Minnesota was none other than Jacob Anderson of Maple Grove. Ironically, Maple Grove was the team that Egan beat in soccer last night, so comes to show you how great the Maple Grove program is in regards to their many sports, but especially their fall sports, when Jacob Anderson came up big, scoring a touchdown for the Maple Grove team. Jacob now is playing college football at the Division II level. I believe he is playing over at Winona. In regards to some other community announcements, next week we here at the Philippine American National News may potentially have a busy week of getting some interviews with some very special people. Hopefully we'll be able to start or get into contact with a person out of Mineral Point, Wisconsin, a person who reached out to the Filipino American National News, Leslie Damasco, who is a Phil-Am singer, artist, writer, and owner at Bun Hill Music Studio and Republic of Letters Bookstore there in Mineral Point, Wisconsin. We'll get in touch with her this week before she takes a little hiatus and takes a bit of a vacation. But she reached out to us via our Filipino American National News social media presence on Instagram. So hopefully we will hear her unique perspective when it comes to the various things that she's involved in. From what I have seen and heard from her, she has some music that is part of this year's consideration for the Grammys. Also, if you are a fan of acting, whether it be on the stage or theater, or in movies or on TV, longtime Filipino-American actor Lou Diamond Phillips will be in the Twin Cities at Twin Cities Con. I believe there is a particular workshop that he will be part of on Saturday. That is, I believe, from 3 to 4 p.m. And if everything works out correctly in between those times, we here at the Filipino American National News will be able to have a few moments with Lou Diamond Phillips, a person that I have considered to be on the bucket list of interviews here for the Filipino American National News, a person that a lot of people got the familiarity with Lou Diamond Phillips as he played Richie Valiant in the 1987 film La Bamba, and then also the following year was in the movie Stand and Deliver, where he played an iconic role, and also you've seen him in Young Guns, and he's been on many, many projects, even the Joe Coy film, the Easter Sunday movie, where he played a pivotal role in regards to the plot of that particular movie. And then on Sunday, the Miami Heat are in town to play the Minnesota Timberwolves. And in the past, we've been able to touch base with Coach Eric Spoelstra of the Miami Heat. And hopefully, if things go well, we'll be able to get a few moments with Coach Spoelstra as they take on the Minnesota Timberwolves next Sunday evening. But in regards to community announcements here in the state of Minnesota, on Saturday, November the 9th, the Phil Minnesotan Association cordially invites you to their annual ball themed Dancing Through the Decades at the Radisson Blue Mall of America. Cocktails begin at 5:30 p.m. and dinner at 7 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Eileen at 612-405-4475. But for right now, we are going to play a song of Lou Diamond Phillips as he was a performer at Farm Aid in 1993. Once again, here's the multi-talented Lou Diamond Phillips performing at Live Aid 93.
Sometimes it feels barely alive. I don't know why we can't see that we have different dreams. It slips into a dream where something's written on the wall.
Again, that was Lou Diamond Phillips from his performance at Live Aid 93. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. From, as we said, 9 to 9:30. Also heard on 90.3 FM. Also heard online at kfai.org and by searching the Filipino American National News. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks, and we can also be found via Google Play and the Apple Store. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk, and this comes from Minot, North Dakota. Minot public school students have been gaining a new perspective on culture with the addition of several Filipino teachers to the district. Beverly Cavete is a family and consumer science teacher at Minot North from the Philippines. She said she found difficulties in adjusting to things like weather and conversational English. We speak English, but it's not more conversation English. So it was challenging for the first year, said Beverly Cavete. Jodalyn Dean is another Filipino teacher in her second year teaching science at Minot High. She said she enjoyed seeing snow, but found struggles with the weather and moving around town. In the Philippines, we have a lot of public transportation, and there's a sorcerous transportation, but it's not all the time. So you can have to have a driver to have a driver's license, said Jodalyn. Despite the challenges with the adjusting to life in the U.S., these teachers have been making a positive impact on their students. Monat High School student Tyler Bavilla said he enjoys taking their classes and that they provide a fun learning experience. Most of them, they are fun, but not as fun as her, said Tyler Bavilla. Tyler's classmate, Kinley Meyer, pointed out how caring they are for their students. I really love having her because she always asks me how I'm doing and it always brings a smile to my face, said Kinley. First year science teacher Marjorie Nellas said the Minot community has been very helpful with the transition as she struggled with transportation and the time adjustment of more than 10 hours. The community are welcoming and friendly. Those kind of vibes of helped me adjust quite fast, and also knowing that I have Filipino community here, said Nellas. Dr. Laura Verbatsky, a Spanish teacher at Minot High, has been helped being the teachers to adjust since they first arrived in 2022, when the district has hired a J-1 visa teacher. Then I've been helping with them getting settled, finding them housing and transportation. They're bringing lessons to the Magic City from a world away. These teachers are on a J-1 visa for up to 5 years. These teachers we spoke with said they don't plan on leaving Magic City before their 5 years are up. And as we in Minnesota have come to learn in the last couple years or so, that a lot of school districts here in Minnesota have also hired many teachers from the Philippines to serve many teaching capacities in many districts here. And hopefully we'll be able to tell some of those stories of these teachers who are making their transition from the Philippines educational system to here in the U.S. educational system, specifically here in Minnesota. But for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from a group known as Isla Redim. And the name of this song is Dina Naturo, and this is their take on a classic Apo Hiking Society song.
Pa di na natuto.
Isla Redim with their take on the Apu Hiking Society classic, Dina Naturo. And we do have a few moments for one more story. And this comes from careinternational.org. Tropical storm Trami has unleashed widespread devastation across 17 regions in the Philippines, affecting approximately 7 million people, displacing over 761,000 and causing 145 fatalities, with women and girls often disproportionately affected in the crisis. Trami adds to a relentless series of climate-induced disasters in Southeast Asia countries following Typhoon Yagi just a month ago. The devastation deepens the vulnerability and drives more families towards desperate coping strategies. Life was already hard before the storm hit, and now it's even worse, said Rodalyn Tabor, a pregnant woman from Jaro, Iloco City. We have no food because my husband hasn't worked for days due to the rains. The powerful winds tore off the roof of her family home, leaving her husband, and their three children exposed to the elements. Our team, mostly volunteers, have been braving flooded communities to reach those who need help most. We saw how some women and children were left hungry and relying on whatever food they could find to survive, shared Aubrey Brazosa, the executive director of the Tarabang Para sa Bicol, Tabi, care partner in Bicol, one of the hardest hit regions. Tabi started a community kitchen providing hot meals to affected communities in Albay, Carmin Sur, and Surugoson. Typhoons are now not new to the Philippines, but this year has been particularly severe due to the compound threats of climate crisis, said Riza S. Dejito, CARE Philippines Country Director. El Nino, Typhoon Gamay, Yagi, and now Trami. It's a cascade of crisis. For women and girls, each storm means intensified risk of gender-based violence, exploitation, and displacement, while families can barely make ends meet. We are prioritizing aid for farming and fishing communities in Calabrazon, Western Visayas, and the Bicol regions, where families are facing immense challenges in sourcing food and recovering their livelihood. With another storm, Kong Rae, approaching, De Hito emphasized Care Philippines stands with the Philippines, the impacted communities, especially women and children. We're committed to providing immediate relief and supporting long-term resilience, but the scale of disaster means we cannot do it alone. And that is it from our news from the Philippines. We are going to end the show from a song by the artist L. King. And the name of this song is entitled Lucky. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
I've been the run, I've been the fighter, I've been the fuse, hell, I've been the lighter, taking every wrong turn down the bridges I burn. It's a bad reputation, but it's damn well earned. Gotta thank God that this whole life ain't fair. There's only one way to explain how I got here. I got lucky. Well, ain't that something? Someone just like me, who don't deserve a damn thing. I know broken, beat down, and I know I show it then and now. But hell, I chose it. Yeah, I own it, and it brings me to my knees. I got lucky. I've been
Radio is KFAI FM Minneapolis St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org. The community's true voice.
KFAI is proud to present Habib Kwaite at the Cedar Cultural Center on Wednesday, November 13th. One of Africa's most popular and recognized musicians, Habib Kwaite is a modern troubadour with extraordinary appeal due to his musicianship, wit, and wisdom. This trio also features legendary kora player Lamine Sissoko and balafon virtuoso Ali Kaita. Tickets for Habib Kwaite can be found at the Cedar Cultural website. Visit thecedar.org for more details.